The Sunday Grill on Beat.
It's Sunday morning of a June bank holiday weekend. Can you believe it? You are listening to The Sunday Grill on Beat. Now, next weekend, on the 6th of June, in the Gillamine in Tramore, members of the Waterford Harbour Sub Aqua Club will be scuba diving and snorkelling. But not just regular scuba diving and snorkeling. They'll be doing it to clean up the area. And joining me to talk all about this today is Emer.
Hey, Aoife, thank you so much. We're so excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
And Owen, what's your full name? Owen?
Owen O'Regan. I'm from Waterford Harbour Sub Aqua Club here.
Owen, if you want to start, tell us first of all, Owen, a little bit about the club and what you do and sure. How did you get involved yourself?
Well, the club goes back a lot longer than I'm around. The club was formed in 1964 in Waterford by three local lads. They won't mind me mentioning their names. John Aylward was one, Jerry Stokes the other one, and Junior O'Neill, who's actually still diving to this day.
Wow. And
he must be one of the oldest divers in the country at this stage. He's an active member of our club, and I would say he probably is one of the oldest active divers in the country. So we're very lucky to have a man of his caliber in our club. And that was 1964. And then through the 60s, scuba diving was in its infancy anyway. But in Ireland, it took off. And all through the 70s, the 80s, we've been very lucky again to have some great Waterford people like Hugh Earle, Harry Hannan, lots of other divers through the decades that have grown the club, trained new people. I joined in 1997, so I'm coming up on almost 30 years of diving with the club. And every season since 1997, I've been diving in the Gillamine, and it is just paradise.
And had you dived abroad, is dived the right word?
Yeah.
Were you scuba diving abroad? Is that how you started?
I had not. I had snorkeled. I moved to Waterford in the early 90s, and I had snorkeled in the Gillamine a few times, and I just fell in love with the place. Not only on the surface, but when you go under the water, you see it's even more beautiful. I started diving in 97, like I said, and we've just continued to grow as a club. Now, the club itself originally was based in the city centre inside in Thomas Street, in a building which was derelict, listed as dangerous and infested with pigeons. But that's where we stored all our equipment. And basically, I think it was 2011 or 2010, we bit the bullet and we bought a property, a clubhouse in Tramore. But the club is still very much a Waterford and a Southeast club. We have members from outside of the city as well. And every year we run training courses and we bring in new members and we train new divers. And that's why the club is going so long, because it just regenerates itself with all the new trainees becoming instructors. And Emer has developed a whole snorkeling unit within the club as well, which focuses on people who may not want to dive right now, but would still want to enjoy the benefits of snorkeling and, you know, getting in at the Gillamine or Dunmore East or Kilfarrasee and going up to the Metal Man or wherever. And that in itself is a fantastic experience as well.
Yeah, so for people that don't know, and this is a very simple question, but there is a difference between scuba diving and snorkeling. If you're not into swimming, or maybe you've only learned how to swim in later years, or you mightn't have been a confident swimmer and have kind of progressed, tell us a little bit about the big difference between the two. And I suppose, would you have to be quite an advanced swimmer to do the scuba diving?
Well, to be honest, you need to be comfortable in the water. That's what I tell people when they ask me, are they okay to join? The most important thing is to be comfortable in the water. So you have to be able to swim. I certainly would not class myself as anyway an advanced swimmer, but I can swim up and down the pool, you know, doggy paddle or breaststroke, whatever. You know, Emer, on the other hand, has swam across the bay. She's like super elite athlete when it comes to swimming. But what people need to understand is, you know, you're getting into an environment which does require you to be able to swim and not to panic and to just be comfortable in the water. And we'll take it from there with our training courses. Like, I took up diving probably because I had a fear of water and I wanted to overcome it. And, you know, 30 years later, I'm an instructor. So it's just one of those kind of things that will just take you on beyond where you thought you could have gone yourself.
Do you know what's funny? Because I'd have friends that would say, oh, I'm afraid of the water because I'm afraid of what's underneath.
Exactly.
When you actually learned to dive, is that that sort of eradicate
huge,
that fear?
Yeah, that was a major part of the switch on, let's say, for diving, is when you look under the water and you see, oh my God, it's way nicer. And those crabs won't attack me, you know, and that fish won't bite me. You know, if anything, they're probably more afraid of me than I should be of them. But yeah, when you look under the water in good conditions and you realize what's there, you kind of never want to come back to the surface, to be honest.
One more question now for you before I move over to Emer. What is under the water? So we're and you know what? So where we are, where you're talking about here, the Guillemin and that sort of area, it technically is the Irish Sea, but are you sort of on the cusp of the Atlantic?
You get the influence of a little bit of Atlantic influence, but you are in the Irish Sea, I guess. Yeah. And what people in Waterford don't realise is, you know, in my opinion, we have probably one of the best coastlines in the country here. And that's speaking as a blow-in of almost 40 years. But I was saying earlier, we actually were away in Southwest Kerry last weekend diving at the Southwest Dive Rally. And driving home, I was like, you know what, we've got as good in Waterford, if not better. And I think what people need to remember too is like the facility in the Guillemin is just custom built. You could not design something better to learn how to dive when conditions are good. It's just the right depth. It's not too deep. It's not too shallow. People can learn their skills, and we use it every season, early in the season, for people. We bring them from the pool training into the open water training. That's why the Guillemin is so important to us.
And that question, what is underneath? So you mentioned some fish. What kind of fish might you see around the coast? So this kind of cove around Tremor, in the Tremor direction.
Yeah, you'll see lots of spider crabs. You'll see silky crabs. You'll see edible crabs. Plenty of lobsters. Some of them are in pots by the time we come across them. But, you know, that's part and parcel of the way that environment works. Conger eels, which aren't, most people will not want to see a conger eel. We actually go looking to see, can we find conger eels? And then there's lots of fish. There's wrasse, there's plaice, there's pollock. You might even see some mackerel in there sometimes. You'll see little silver sardine types of fish. Lots of different stuff. And then if you're lucky, you know, and it has happened, you might actually come across a basking shark swimming overhead while you're diving in the Guillemin. So there's a phenomenal amount of life
now,
there.
Now, to reiterate, there are sharks in the Guillemin, but they're basking sharks. They're like big fish, really, aren't they?
A basking shark is a really, really, really big fish with no teeth and has absolutely zero appetite for anything other than plankton. They're of
That's
no danger.
That's great news for they're those of, who are afraid
yeah,
of sharks.
They're of no danger to anybody. And then we have the dogfish, which is the common dogfish, which is actually technically a member of the shark species as well. Ooh. But again, they have no interest in they will run when they see a diver or a swimmer or anything. So absolutely nothing. The only thing to be afraid of in the Guillemin is what we've done to the Guillemin and what we do to the sea, which is pollution.
Over to you now, Emer. Tell me a little bit, first of all, about your own journey with the group and how you got involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge water baby. We had originally, before swimming pools even in Tremor, would have like learned to swim in the sea over in the pier. So I've absolute water baby, love the water, swimming for years, joined Couch to Cave, you know, as Owen said, swam from Brownstown to Newtown. And I'm really new to the club. I only kind of joined it just about like 2 years ago. And for me, it was more about the snorkeling. So the scuba diving is there and it's great. But for me, I love more on the surface, just going down about 5 to 7 meters, you know, looking down there. And as Owen said, we have the most amazing coast to see some of the most beautiful seaweed, smaller fish, little crabs, and it's so much fun. And I will absolutely say, I would have had a fear of a seaweed monster coming to grab me too as you started. But, you know, over time, you just can't wait to get in and see what you're going to see, because every day is so different.
And had you had experience snorkeling before you joined the club, and would you have had any kind of experience maybe abroad? Because I think it's something that people will think to do if they go travelling across Asia or in Australia, but they don't necessarily think to do it in their own back garden. Well, not back garden, in the off their own local coastline.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I probably would have went scuba diving in not the safest environment, where they give you a tank, tell you it'll be fine, and off you go. But completely opposite to what our club is all about, which is like safety, bringing people, as Owen said, from being able to swim and move across the water. We slowly bring people into snorkeling and being able to snorkel safely. We go to a whole snorkel course. And for those that want to, we'll absolutely move into scuba diving. But for people like me who just stay at the snorkeling, that's fine too. There's so much to see from that part of the water. And again, the cleanup in the Diveathon in Newtown and the Guillemine for the snorkelers too, it's like to keep everybody safe, whether you're swimming, snorkeling, diving. It's really important for safety. It's almost saying like there's nets and stuff that people can get caught up in, are caught on. And I would have swam a lot of the bay from, you know, under the Guillemine, Newtown to the pier, out to under the Metal Man. And there is a lot of stuff that need to be cleaned up. And that's why the club has decided to do this annual cleanup. So it's really important to make sure that the marine life is safe, but also that the people that are swimming are safe too.
And I mean, in some ways, no better time to do it. Obviously, we're just after a really warm spell, a lot of barbecues, a lot of people around. As you said, they could be have a wrapper that would just blow away, and we're heading into the summer season as well. So how much rubbish would you come across in the sea?
Yeah, look, there is quite a bit. I think it's more, there's a lot of rubbish that can sit on the surface and sink down that will be taken up. They'll also find socks, a pair of pants, somebody changing out down the Guillemine. The tide came along and took it away on them. There's a lot of ropes, fishing net. There's going to be a lot of also stuff from like boats and stuff going down over the years. And it kind of gets washed in there. So you would have stuff that might go in off of a completely different coast and it's just going to end up there. And the club have kind of taken it upon themselves to do that cleanup and to make sure that it is clean for the marine life and for the swimmers, snorkelers and divers too.
Yeah, it's a brilliant initiative. From your perspective, is it your way of sort of giving back?
Yeah, no, definitely. Part of it is making sure that we give back and make sure the area is safe. Part of it is, of course, like the divers will be in the area too to make sure that they're safe. But it also brings awareness to the club. So we're always looking for new people to join. There's about 50 members in the club.
50.
Wow. Yeah, 50 members in the club. There is snorkelers and scuba divers. And as someone said, there's like activities that happen and go along. But so we would have the club, the whole social side of it, which is amazing. They go abroad and do diving. They, you know, around the coast in Ireland, there will be regular meetups and then people pass in different stages of doing snorkeling exams, scuba diving exams to make sure everybody's kept safe and that they've buddies and all the rules of the club are followed. And then we'd also have a search and recovery section as well of the club, you know. But the Diveathon is like doing a big fundraiser to help support to clean up the area because it all costs money, the tanks, the diving, and it's really important for anybody that uses that area as well. So it's kind of like, for us, it's a fundraiser to make sure that we can keep the area clean.
So 6th of June, you might see some people scuba diving and snorkeling along the Guillemine. Can people come out and support and watch you on the 6th of June?
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be a lot of the teams, as I say, they go dive for a certain amount of time and then they'll come up and take a break and some of the team will go back down again. There'll be people on the surface. They'll also have an area with some of the marine life in the area that people can see in kind of glass, you know what I mean, kind of tanks that'll all be put back afterwards. But it's nice to see them as well, people to talk to about the club and also just ask, like you did, what's down there? I never see. What we'd always say to people, join the club and find out and see it yourself. But of course, for any questions anybody have, there's going to be a few team members up on the surface as well, happy to answer them.
If people want to find out more information, if they'd like to potentially do a scuba diving course or a snorkeling course, where can you find out more information? Do you have an Instagram page or anything like that?
Yeah, so we have Instagram and Facebook. So it's the Waterford Harbour Sub Aqua Club. And we have got a Facebook and an Instagram. So if anybody is looking for more information, has a few questions about the Diveathon and the cleanup, or if they have any questions about the club in general or any other parts of it, definitely there's people there happy to answer any of the questions you have if you want to send a message through them.